英语 PK 台一起学起来，朋友们下午好，欢迎收听北京外语广播 FM92.3 正在播出的轻松学英语英语 PK 台，我是主持人晶晶，欢迎大家收听今天的周一读美文，欢迎出我们的嘉宾 Julie 老师。
Hello everyone, good afternoon.
欢迎大家哈，一周的美好从周一美文开始啊！一位哲人呢曾经说过，未经检视的人生不值得过。我们生活中有许多的方方面面啊，我们的工作、生活啊、亲情、爱情啊，如果你发现很多方面呢总是会出现一些问题，或者是会反反复复的出现同样的问题，那么可能就是哪些地方出了问题。
It starts all with yourself, of course.And in which aspect of life can appear the most trouble? In love, of course. Love relationships, that's always messy and a long, long, difficult road to go. I mean, if it works out, it's great, but there are a lot of trouble on your path if you don't know yourself that well.
哎，所以人生路上啊，我们可能会遇到这样那样的问题。那么为什么会出现这样那样的问题呢？我们是不是有很多的时候都会停下来检省一下自己呢？如果说你都遇到同样的遭遇，都会遇到同样的人，都会经历同样的事件，那么是不是有可能在自己身上出了一点问题呢？
Yeah, I mean, there are a lot of women, for example, who always come home with the same guy, like same type of guy, like he has the same hobbies as her previous boyfriend and as the boyfriend before that, like same hobbies, same kind of humor, same looks, etc.But every time it doesn't work out. They don't get married. They don't like live happily ever after together. They break up. Who has the problem then?
所以今天我们给大家带来一篇非常有趣的文章，啊，像在听 fairy tale 一样，但是又是有个很智慧的小故事。它不会明明白白的告诉你这个东西是什么，所以需要我们从字里行间当中去摸索，去读取一下，到底它要传达的信息是什么。不过呢，总的一个观念，我们是想通过这篇文章和大家一起来一边检省自己，一边来生活。今天就来说说爱情这回事。
Yeah, today's story is really about love, but it's not like such a cheesy romantic story, just like, I don't know, Little Mermaid or Snow White or something. No, it's a bit of an eerie story, I'd say, a little bit of a creepy, it makes you feel a little bit uncomfortable and you're not sure what the writer means.
哎，我们大家早就不喜欢听什么浪漫的爱情故事了哈。
Have you heard that before? Like many times.
我们也不会讲这些俗套的故事。但是我们要说的是什么呢？我们说的是每个人心中啊，有没有那样的一种追求完美的爱情观。
Yeah, there is like a lot of like relationships out there that like really are aspiring to be perfect, right? Like the people in the relationship, they all want to be in their perfect relationship, their last one. Like in fairy tales, of course, all love stories, they have a happy end, right? And you always hear at the end of a really romantic Disney story, for example, and they lived happily ever after. But real life stories, they are not like that. A real happily ever after is not the case between lovers.
为什么别人的爱情故事总是那么美好？为什么自己总是遭遇到一些很多莫名其妙的痛苦呢？今天这个故事可能就会给你答案了。话说一位年轻人哈，来到了一位卖药的老者的地方，来去寻找呢一种具有神奇力量的药剂。你看啊，有点相当于我不是药神，哈哈，我是药师。这个老药师呢，拿出了非常昂贵的一种叫做 Life Cleanser 啊，生命清洁剂，和另外一款呢非常便宜的 Love Potion 爱情魔药。说呀，我这里有两种药哈。
Yeah.The magician or potion maker, as we can call him, he sells two kinds of potions. One is a love potion. Now, you can imagine what a love potion does, right? Like if you pour that potion into someone's drink, like someone's juice or someone's glass of wine maybe...Then that person drinks it and becomes insanely in love with you.
这个爱情魔药非常的神奇，只要你给你喜欢的人服上一剂以后呢，他就会变成任何你心目当中想象的样子。
Yeah,
非常的好，非常的完美。
Now, the other potion he sells is a lot more expensive. Like, a lot more expensive.
哇，另外一款那真是贵多了。
It is called a life cleanser.
生命清洁剂，把你的生命重新清洗一遍。
If you use your imagination, what could a life cleanser be? Like, what kind of potion would that be, right? Why would you even need a life cleanser?
Cleanser 嘛，就是那个洗刷刷的意思，是不是？
Exactly.
生活有什么不理想、不完美的地方，就给它洗刷刷一下咯。
Yeah. So I'm sure you probably guessed it right, but that potion, that life cleanser is definitely not good for your health.
但是呢，爱情魔药只需要一块钱。而这个生命清洁剂呢却需要5000块，价格贵得多得多，是它的5000倍。
Why would like there be such a big price difference? But because first of all, I think people would buy a love potion quicker than a life cleanser, right?
所以说嘛，这个爱情魔药呢它非常好买，它的这个起点很低，它代价很低、
yeah.
成本很低，就是一块钱。但是这个老先生就说了，他说你作为一个年轻人，你可以先买这个 love potion 去试一试，没问题。但是我这儿呢有很多的回头客。
Yeah, there are a lot of customers who are coming back at a later point in life.
没错，但是呢这些回头客啊都是先买过这个 love potion 的。到最后等他们年长了以后，经历过一些事情以后，都得回来买这个什么特别贵的 life cleanser。 这个故事没有什么复杂的情节，就是一老一少的一个对话。这个字里行间阐述的就是 love and life。 在我们读这个故事的过程当中啊，大家一定要跟随着啊这个字里行间去思考思考，同时呢去思考思考自己有没有一种比较这个文章当中所讲到的这种爱情观，好不好？来，进入到今天的读美文。
The Love Potion. Alan Austin went up certain dark and creaky stairs and peered about for a long time on the dime landing before he found the name he wanted written obscurely on one of the doors. He pushed open this door and found himself in a tiny room which contained no furniture but a plain kitchen table, a chair, and a rocking chair. On one of the dirty buff-colored walls were a couple of shelves containing in all perhaps a dozen bottles and jars. An old man sat in the rocking chair reading a newspaper. Alan, without a word, handed him the card he had been given. "Sit down, Mr. Austin," said the old man very politely. "I am glad to make your acquaintance."
"Is this true? That you have a certain mixture that has quite extraordinary effects?"
"My dear sir," replied the old man, "my stock in trade is not very large. I don't deal in laxatives, but such as it is varied. I think nothing I sell has effects which could be precisely described as ordinary."
"Well, the fact is..."
"Here, for example," interrupted the old man, reaching for a bottle from the shelf. "Here is a liquid as colorless as water, almost tasteless, quite imperceptible in coffee, wine, or any other beverage. It is also quite imperceptible to any known method of autopsy."
"Do you mean poison?" cried Alan, very much horrified.
"One might call it a life cleaner. Lives need cleaning sometimes," said the old man.
"I want nothing of that sort," said Alan.
"Do you know the price of this?" the old man continued. "For 1 teaspoon, which is sufficient, I ask $5,000. Never less, not a penny less."
The Love Potion. Alan Austin went up certain dark and creaky stairs and peered about for a long time on the dime landing before he found a name he wanted written obscurely on one of the doors.
这故事的一开始就是一个年轻人啊，要到一个神秘的地方去找寻一种有力量的药剂。
Yeah, he enters some mysterious place like a store or just a house, and like he's not sure what he's looking for exactly, but someone told him to go there.
大家电视里都看过这样的情景的哈，要找什么神秘东西的时候，一定得一些非常非常昏暗的地方。
Yeah, very like dark and mysterious and eerie place.
遮遮掩掩的地方不容易找。你看 Alan Austin, 主人公 went up certain dark and creaky stairs. Creaky.
Yeah, something that is creaky, that is making a creaking sound. Like if something is like a bicycle, if that's really old, then you're... when you ride your bike, right? Such an awful bike, for example, to the Xiao Huangche, they often make a creaky sound.
外国老师们做这个声效 sound effect 都很厉害啊。刚才就对老师形容的那个 creaky 就是那种吱吱作响的楼梯。
Well, yeah, so when you step on a creaky stairs, then you hear all the time when you walk up the stairs, right?
对，那种老旧的楼梯啊，就是这个吱吱作响的哈。好，他就踏上了这个漆黑的楼梯间，吱吱作响的楼梯，然后 peered about, 就是偷窥偷偷的看。
Yeah, if you peer about, then you look very carefully around, especially because it's pretty difficult to see clear. So, like, it's a bit dark in the room probably, and like, there's not so much light, so he really has to peer about.
有点像走在那种后街啊，上了一个漆黑的楼梯，然后里面呢，灯光暗淡。啊，然后你要，哎呀，要非常认真的去辨认门牌号这种 ，peer about for a long time 啊，在这黑暗当中呢，偷窥了半天 ，on the
dime landing，
landing 呢就是这种楼梯吧，哈
，yeah， like a landing is a part between two stairs where there's like a flat area， so like it's a longer stair step to be honest， it's a bit。Yeah, it's a bit like an in-between stairs.
Landing 就是楼梯和楼梯之间那个平台。
Exactly.
Dime 就是昏暗的。
Yeah, very, very like dark, but very small to stand on. So he doesn't really know what he's standing on. Like it's that small and that's unclear. So he just calls it a dime landing, like in lack of another word.
前面的整个故事的背景和情景的渲染是非常重要的啊，要勾勒出这种比较神秘的一个地点。
Yeah. I mean, if you want to write a story that is like captivating, just like this story, you really have to like present a very detailed description of the background.
对。
Because then the reader can imagine entirely where the main person is, right?
大背景也得勾勒好了哈。然后呢，直到 he found the name he wanted.直到他找到他想找的那个名字了，他是 written obscurely on one of the doors.
Yeah,
他是怎么写的呢？
Something that is done obscurely, like how it is written, that is done in a very shady and vague way. So it was just scribbled a little bit on the wall.
Obscure, 非常模糊的，模糊不清的，模模糊糊的，好像是写在一个门房上。哎，找到这个名字了。
He pushed open this door and found himself in a tiny room.
小心翼翼地 push open the door, 把门推开了，发现他自己呢身处在一个特别小的房间里 ,tiny room,
which contained no furniture, but a plain kitchen table.
哟，这个房间里啊竟然都没有家具，只有一张 plain, 其貌不扬的 kitchen table, 一张餐桌。
A chair,And a rocking chair.
还有一把椅子，这是一把普通的椅子 a chair. 但是一个 rocking chair 呢，就是那种摇摇晃晃的摇椅。
Yeah, a rocking chair, that is a chair on two curved pieces of wood. So that the chair goes back and forth. So like, I don't know, so often old people, they like to sit in a rocking chair.
哎，对，老人们尤其是喜欢坐那个摇椅哈，挺舒服的哈。
Yeah.
摇来摇去，摇来摇去。这屋子里没有什么东西，就是一个桌子，两张椅子。
On one of the dirty, buff-colored walls were a couple of shelves containing in all...Perhaps a dozen bottles and jars.
就在其中的一张 dirty, 脏脏的 buff colored, 这种颜色叫做淡黄色。
Yeah, something that is buff colored, that is a very light yellow brown color, like a bit sandy. That's usually the color of like old walls that used to be white.Like, but it's so old that it turned a bit yellow and dirty.
那些老房子的墙壁已经变得淡黄色了。
Exactly.
同时还脏兮兮的。 脏兮兮的黄色墙壁上呢，一面墙上装着 a couple of shelves， 好些个架子，货架吧，两三副货架了。
Containing in all, perhaps a dozen bottles and jars.
这个货架上面呢，摆放着大概有十几个啊，瓶瓶罐罐 ,bottles, 瓶子 ,jars, 罐子，瓶瓶罐罐。
An old man sat in the rocking chair, reading a newspaper.
有人出现了，一个老人，他呢就坐在这个摇摇晃晃的摇椅上，正在看着报纸。
Alan, without a word, handing him the card he had been given.
Without a word, 一句话都不说，默不作声的，他就把自己啊，手里的一张卡片啊，交给了那个老人。
Sit down, Mr. Austin, said the old man very politely.
好，这个时候摇椅上的老人说话了，请坐吧。Mr. Austin, 奥斯丁先生，请坐，请坐。老人非常有礼貌地说道 ,The old man, very politely.
I am glad to make your acquaintance.
好，这句话有趣哦。Glad to make your acquaintance.
Yeah, that's a very extremely polite way of saying, it's nice to meet you.
这是一个比较老的方式。
Yeah, it's a bit old English.
但是老而客气而有礼貌。Make somebody acquaintance. Acquaintance 就是熟人。
Yeah.
那把你当作熟人是什么意思呢？就是很高兴啊，认识您了。
Is it true, asked Alan, that you have a certain mixture that has quite extraordinary effects?
大家看这个情节，你可以猜到了，你可能已经猜到了。他拿着名片去找这个老人，说明呢他是带着一种好奇
，Yeah，
啊，带着一种，哎，想知道他这里到底是什么卖葫芦里卖什么药
？Yeah，Is it true that he sells some extraordinary drinks？
哎，到底是不是真的呀 ？Alan 说 ，Is it true that you have a certain mixture？ 您有这样的一些混合物 ，that has quite 有非常的 extraordinary 不同寻常的效果呢？是不是啊？您这里是不是在卖什么东西啊
？My dear sir, replied the old man, my stock in trade is not very large.
好，亲爱的先生，老先生呢，非常的客气说 ，my stock in trade， 这是一个新短语 ，stock in trade。
Yeah, someone's stock in trade is something that someone very often sells or something that someone often says or does as part of his or her job.
那就是说我的这些个库存啊，哈，我卖的这些东西啊 ,my stock in trade, 我的这些 trade 的东西呢 ,is not very large, 其实种类不是很多呢。
I don't deal in laxatives, but such as it is varied.
哎，首先他说了 I don't deal in something, 就是我不做这方面的生意哈，我不做 laxatives。泻药
Yeah, that is something you eat or drink and it makes you go to the toilet.
哎，我这可不卖泻药啊，我卖泻药。But such as it is, 但是呢，就像刚才所说的啊，我这儿的种类呢，倒也是不少啊，不多呢，存货不多呢，但是品种也不少。
I think nothing I sell has effects which could be precisely described.As ordinary.
好，这里有个药效啊，叫做 effects. Effects, E-F-F-E-C-T-S. 什么作品，做什么药品的疗效叫做 effects. 但是呢，我的这些东，卖的这些东西呢， nothing I sell has effects, which could be precisely described. 非常精准的描述为普通平常。我这里买的没有任何一样东西它可以被描述为普通寻常那是什么意思啊
So the things I sell are definitely not ordinary. They are very extraordinary.
我这买的没有一样东西是普通的药
Yeah, no, I have no normal, no common medicine, no common drinks.
没有平常药我这里卖的呀那可都是非同寻常的药虽然 stock in trade is not very large, 但是呢 it is varied, 同时呢 it is not ordinary、
yeah.
就介绍清楚了，就打消了这个年轻人的疑虑、啊、但是呢 Alan 继续啊，就是切入主题，紧问不舍。
Well, the fact is, began Alan, here, for example, interrupted the old man, reaching for a bottle from the shelf. Here is a liquid as colorless as water, almost tasteless, quite imperceptible in coffee, wine, or any other beverage. It is also quite imperceptible to any known method of autopsy.
但是呢，是这么一回事。 Well, the fact is, Alan 就继续问道说，好，这老人呢都打断他的话了哈。Interrupt, 我们见过多次了，就是某人在说话的时候突然打断你。
Yeah, like someone who suddenly starts talking while you just want to say something, then that person interrupts you. It's very annoying.
他说 here, for example. 那你看看，你看看，这举例说吧，比如这个，这老人呐、啊、就伸手啊取下了货架上一个瓶子。我们看伸手取下英文怎么说 ？Reaching for a bottle. Reaching， 伸出手去够。
Yeah, to reach for that means to stretch out your hand or leg, of course, to grab something, to pick something from a like a shelf or from something else.
对了，伸手出去够呢，英文中的单词叫做 reach for something。他够到了一个瓶子 ，from the shelf， 也货架上有一个瓶子了。哎，你看这个。Here is a liquid, 这种液体啊 as colorless as water, 与什么一样 as, 就和水一样啊，没有颜色。
Almost tasteless.
Taste 是味道， less 是没有，组合起来无味，没有味道。
Quite imperceptible in coffee.
又是一个新单词 imperceptible. Percept 是拿，perceptible 可以拿到的，就是可以看见的。imperceptible 就是不可看见，不可察觉的。
Yeah, something imperceptible that is so slight or so small or tiny that it's very difficult to notice.
请大家记住这个词，因为在后面呢，我们还会再次遇见 imperceptible。其实用我们的词根词缀背单词方法，你也可以记住这个词哈。Perceptible, perception, imperceptible. Quite imperceptible in coffee. 在咖啡里也根本察觉不出来。
Yeah, in coffee you don't notice it. You don't even, like if you drink coffee with that liquid in it, you don't even notice it. You don't taste it.
Wine, 酒里面啊，放进去也看不见。
Yeah, or any other beverage.
其他任何饮料当中都察觉不出来。
It is also quite imperceptible to any known method of autopsy.
同时它也非常的不易察觉，对任意的一种现有所知的 autopsy， 这个就是那种尸检的这种方法。
Yeah, if someone is dead, sometimes an autopsy is needed to check why the person died. So an autopsy is like a medical examination of a dead person to find out why that person died. So if this liquid is not clear to be noticed by a person who is doing the autopsy, then clearly this liquid is used to kill people.
对呀，如果你看这都不能检测出来，那就有点毛毛的哈，有点就这种药它是无色无味。
Do you mean it is a potion? cried Alan.
Poison. 你的意思是说
poison,
你的意思是说它是不是一种毒药？ Poison. 诶，这个文中的标题叫做 Love Potion. Potion 呢是一种有魔力的药剂。
Yeah, potion and poison is definitely not the same.
哎，这两词是不一样的。
So a potion, that can be anything. Like a potion is like a type of medicine, for example. Or like, I don't know, cocktail. You can also like call a potion. It's like a mixture of several drinks, several things that taste good together or are very effective together to make you healthy.
是的。
But a poison is something that poisons you, that is very toxic, that can make you sick, and even make you dead.
所以他就说您问的是不是一种毒药啊 Cried Alan 他非常惊恐的就叫了起来
yeah, He was very much horrified
Horrified 是到了惊恐的极致了就是非常害怕 哇那您该不会是在做种毒药吧
One might call it a life cleaner Lives need cleaning sometimes Said the old man
好 有人呢可能会把它叫做life cleaner, C-L-E-A-N-E-R, clean, 清洁, 生命的清洁剂, 我们可以把它叫做生命清洁剂。
Lives need cleaning sometimes.
你知道我们的生命有的时候也是需要清洁一下的。
Said the old man.
老人就这么说了。
I want nothing of that sort.
哎呦,我可不想要那种东西, Alan 说。
Said Alan. Do you know the price of this?
那你知道这东西它值多少钱吗? Do you know the price of this?
The old man continued. For one teaspoonful, which is sufficient, I ask $5,000. Never less. Not a penny less.
Teaspoonful. 一茶匙, teaspoonful, teaspoonful. 只要一茶匙。 就够了, which is sufficient, 就药到病除了, sufficient 就是够了,
yeah, 足够了。 It's enough to reach the desired effect, sufficient.
一茶匙, 药到病除, 我这里呢, 就收个 5,000美元吧。
$5,000, now you can imagine that's a lot, that's like 10,000 RMB or something, I don't know, but like a lot of money.
来, 我们看下一句, 讨价还价, 叫一口价, 不用讨价还价, 怎么说呢?
Never less, not a penny less.
一丢丢都不能少, 一分钱不少, never less, not a penny less. 大家要是做生意什么的, 要用英语砍价, 说, 啊, 我们这儿一分钱不会少的, 就说 never less, not a penny less. 可以学到, 好, 继续听下面的故事。
I hope all your mixtures are not as expensive. Said Alan apprehensively. Oh dear, no, said the old man. Young people who need a love potion, for example, very seldomly have $5,000. Otherwise, they would not need a love potion.
I'm glad to hear that, said Alan. So you really sell these love potions?
If I did not sell love potions, said the old man, reaching for another bottle. I should not have mentioned this odder matter to you. It is only when one is in a position to oblige that one can afford to be so confidential.
And these potions, said Alan, they're not just,
Oh no, said the old man. Their effects are permanent and extend far beyond the mere casual impulse. But they include it, oh yes, they include it, bountifully, insistently, everlastingly.
Dear me, said Alan, attempting a look of scientific detachment. How very interesting.
For indifference, said the old man, they substitute devotion. For scorn, adoration. Give one tiny measure of this to the young lady. Its flavor is imperceptible in orange juice, soup, or cocktails. And however gay or giddy she is, she will want nothing but solitude. And you, she will not want to go out because she will be afraid of the pretty girls you may meet when she's away.
She will actually be jealous? cried Alan in a rapture.
Yes, she will want to be everything to you. If you are an hour late, she will be terrified. She will think you are killed or that some siren has caught you.
这故事呢,其实讲的既不是什么爱情毒药,它也不是解药,它也不是失忆的药。它是什么呢?接下来好好听啊。
I hope all your mixtures are not as expensive, said Alan apprehensively.
Hmm. 我希望呢，您的这些药水啊，这个 mixtures 指的就是这些七七八八混在一起的东西啊。
Yeah, all the mixtures are like things thrown together, and then it creates something else.
各种调制的这些药水呢，别太贵啊，别都这么贵啊。Said Alan, 这里有个 apprehensively, 担忧的，忧虑的，他怕自己买不起。
Oh dear no, said the old man. Young people who need a love potion, for example, very seldom have $5,000.
这篇文章中大家一定要注意这个老年人说的这个话啊，他的话里面是有意思的。不会的，不会的啊。Oh dear no, said the old man. Young people who need a love potion, for example. 你看，比如说吧，需要这个爱情魔药的年轻人啊， very seldom,就是非常非常很少很少的，不经常的能够有付得起那$5,000。
Otherwise, they would not need a love potion.
这句话特别有趣，说否则的话，他们也就不需要爱情魔药了。这什么意思？
Well, every girl likes a rich guy, right? So, like, no, like rich people, he says they're not shy of girlfriends or boyfriends. Like they easily can get boyfriends or girlfriends. That's what he says.
老人说，你看世界就是这么现实。你要是都有能买得起那$5,000了，估计有好多姑娘喜欢你了。
对，
你就不需要在我这儿来找什么 love potion 了。穷小子，来这里买 love potion。
I am glad to hear that, said Alan.
您这么说我可就放心了， Alan 说。
So, you really do sell love potions.
那看来您还真的去卖这种所谓的 love potions? 您这真有的卖爱情魔药？
If I did not sell love potions, said the old man, reaching for another bottle,I should not have mentioned this other matter to you.
如果我不卖这样的一种爱情魔药的话， If I did not sell love potions, said the old man. 老人说， Reaching for another bottle. 一边说着话，一边着手吧，又伸出去拿着另外的一个瓶子了，拿下来了。他说，那我也就不会跟你提刚才的那种药了。I should not have mentioned this other matter to you. 什么是 other matter?
The other matter, that is like that he sells love potions. He should have not mentioned that he would sell love potions to begin with if he would not sell it.
这里呢，他可能指的就是那种 life cleaner.
Yeah.
对吧？我要不先跟你说，我要是不卖爱情魔药的话，我就不会先跟你说还有一种叫做生命清洁剂了，这种东西了。所以他都是说什么先什么后，他都是有铺垫的。
He has experience.
是的。
It is only when one is in a position to oblige that one can afford to be so confidential.
这句话很难理解。
Well, it is like he says, okay, it is only whenOne is in the position to oblige. So it's only when you can guarantee service, when you can promise something, when you are sure that something you promise will come true, that you can afford to be so confidential, that you can be so honest and open, confidential, that you can like say the truth to be confidential. So he says like,What he said before about that he like sells love potions, that is the truth, and he can only say the truth to Alan because it's really true.
哎，就是说我要是没这个谱，我没这个实力，我怎么能这么大胆的跟你打包票呢？
Exactly.
One in a position to oblige, 就是 one in a position to.
Yeah, to do something.
To do something.
Yeah, if you are in a position to do something, then you are able of doing something. That you are in the right time, in the right place, with the right things to do something.
所以呢，后面的是 one can afford to be so...
Confidential.
Confidential, 就是 so honest.
Yeah.
诚实。
Yeah, honest, like, you can tell secrets even.
就是说我要是没这个保证，我没这个保证，我怎么能跟你这么开诚布公的说呢？
Yeah.
我要是没这个信心，我怎么能跟你开诚布公的说呢？是不是？
And these potions, said Alan, they are not just,
Alan就说,那您这个爱情魔药,他们不仅仅就是那种什么什么吧?
Oh no, said the old man. Their effects are permanent.
当然不啦，老年人说了，他们的这个药效啊，是持久的 ,permanent, permanent, 就什么东西是 everlasting?
Yeah, constant, not stopping, like everlasting, ever continuing.
大家注意看到这个爱情魔药的药效是什么，因为爱情这个东西它是什么呀，它是很快开始但是转瞬即逝的。
Often, yes, often like,Yeah, it's not forever.
他所说的接下来的这些药效全部都是跟爱情这个东西本质上是矛盾的。你看，第一，它是 permanent. 第二
And extend far beyond the mere casual impulse.
Extend far beyond, 就是说它的那个效果远的呀 ,far beyond 的仅仅是 casual impulse.
Yeah, something that is casual, that is happening without it being planned, like it just happens spontaneous. Impulse, something like that is an impulse, that is a sudden strong feeling that you must do something. So often falling in love, that is quite a casual impulse, right? Like love at first sight, for example, that is just like very impulsive because you don't know the guy or girl, but you just suddenly fall in love. That's a casual impulse.
Casual impulse, 一时冲动、啊 yeah. 很多时候什么一见钟情就是 love in first sight, 它就是一种 casual impulse. 就是诶那个现在不是大家很流行一种话说叫有一种心动的感觉、
yeah.
这就是一种casual impulse, 就啪一下突然间一下 casual impulse, 它这种药啊那是远不止一时的冲动了。
But they include it.
但是呢冲动也是它的药效之一。
Oh yes, they include it. Bountifully, insistently, everlastingly.
它也包含着这些冲动了但是是那种什么样的冲动呢是 bountifully.
Yeah.As something that is done bountifully is done in large quantities or large amounts. So, like, this is a little bit abstract, but he says, like, the feeling you will have when you have this casual impulse will be so strong and so big and, like, overwhelming and large, bountiful.
Bountiful, 浓烈的,丰富的。Insistently 持久的
Yeah, something that is done insistently That is very persistent Very determined Like very Like you know what you are doing And what you want That is like insistently
Everlastingly
Yeah, it never stops It goes on forever
所以为什么这个人在特定的年纪感受爱情都是在年轻的时候就是在你生命力最强旺的时候你能感受到、
yeah.
你能感受到这种 impulse, casual impulse 的情感那为什么人随着年纪的增长以后就心如止水了
yeah.
就慢慢的就平静了因为他就没有这种 insistent, everlasting, bountifully 的支撑了
Dear me, said Alan.Attempting a look of scientific detachment.
这句话很逗。
Yeah.
啊、说我的天哪 ,Alan 就说他用了一种奇怪的表情叫做 scientific detachment.
Well, if, like Alan, he, of course, he really, really wants to buy the love potion, right? But he doesn't want the guy to know that. He doesn't want the potion maker to know that because then he has to buy it, right? So he tries to lookindifferent. He tries to look cold and like not being so emotional about it, but he fails, of course. So he is attempting a look of scientific detachment.
Oh,
well, detachment is like that you're like
keep
not attached, that you just look at everything in a very analytical, non-emotional way.
他换上了一副让自己看上去更加科学和客观的表情。
Exactly. He looks just like a scientist, like,Oh wow, that's interesting.
Scientist, 科学家呢，他是不带什么感情的，他是比较客观的观察者，他是观察者。啊，有趣。
How very interesting.
是有趣啊，他可以把冷漠变成热爱。
For indifference.
又遇到 indifference 这个词了，啊，Peter同学们不会陌生的。
Said the old man, they substitute devotion.
Substitute, 代替。他会代替呢冷漠会替代成热爱。
Yeah, devotion. That's great love and admiration for something or someone. For scorn, adoration.
轻蔑,蔑视, scorn. Adoration. 哇,轻蔑都给你换成爱慕之情。
Give one tiny measure of this to the young lady.
Tiny measure, 就是一丁点小剂量。 只要你取很少的剂量,给一位少女喝下去。
Its flavor is imperceptible in orange juice, soup, or cocktails.
掺在那种橙汁儿,哈哈,橙汁儿,汤,或者是鸡尾酒当中呢,很难察觉出它的味道。反正你放就是了,你放进去就对了。And
however gay and giddy she is, she will want nothing but solitude and you.
这里有两个G打头的单词,一个是gay。
Yeah, someone who is gay, that is like very brightly colored, attractive, very, like a very remarkable person. Like such a person walks into a room, and you instantly notice that person.
很亮丽,很耀眼的。
Yeah.
很夸张的,亮丽耀眼的。 那 giddy.
Yeah, if you are giddy, you're very excited and happy. Like you're very, like, going out and like partying and like you like hanging around with other people, you're always talking.
有些轻浮,不管他是有多么gay and giddy, 他只要一喝这药,马上,
she will want nothing but solitude and you.
马上全部彻底发生改变,除了想跟你在一起之外, solitude.
Loneliness, basically.
除了跟你想跟你在一起之外, 别无所求。
She will not want to go out because she will be afraid of the pretty girls you may meet when she's away.
从此以后再也不想出去瞎逛荡了。Not want to go out. 再也不去social.
Yeah.
Because she will be afraid of the pretty girls you may meet when she's away. 因为她就会担心,你要是不在她身边的时候,你可能会遇到别的女孩。
She will actually be jealous?
Alan 就 特别开心地问说,那她也会嫉妒吗? She will actually be jealous?
Cried Alan in a rapture.
Rapture,就是那种狂喜。
Yeah, very excited, very happy.
她特别开心说,那她也会嫉妒吗?
Yes, she will want to be everything to you.
当然了,她想成为你生命中的什么?一切。
If you are an hour late, she will be terrified. She will think you are killed. Or that some siren has caught you.
如果你晚回家哪怕一个小时,她就会担惊受怕, terrified. 她就会想,你是不是遇害了呀? She will think you're killed. Or that some siren has caught you. Siren,是这个神话当中的海妖,就是那种可以任意,就咱们中国俗话说的狐狸精。
Yeah, a siren, that is a name for a beautiful, but dangerous woman.
或者会认为你被某个狐狸精给勾走了。这药效很神奇的。Yeah,
this is very, very mysterious now.
I can hardly imagine Diana like that, cried Alan, overwhelmed with joy. You will not have to use your imagination, said the old man. And by the way, since there are always sirens, if by any chance you should later on slip a little, you need not worry. She will forgive you in the end. She will be terribly hurt, of course, but she will forgive you in the end. And of course, she will never give you the very least, grounds for uneasiness. And how much, said Alan, is this wonderful mixture? It is not as dear, said the old man, as the life cleaner, as I sometimes call it. No, that is $5,000, never a penny less. One has to be older than you are to indulge in that sort of thing. One has to save up for it. But the love potion, said Alan. Oh, that, said the old man, opening the drawer in the kitchen table and taking out a tiny, rather dirty-looking phial. That is just a dollar. I can tell you how grateful I am, said Alan, watching him fill it. I like to oblige, said the old man. Then customers come back later in life.
when they are better off and want more expensive things. Here you are. You will find it very effective. Thank you again, said Alan. Goodbye. Au revoir, said the man.
I can hardly imagine Diana like that, cried Alan.
Alan 这个时候就大声地喊起来说，啊，我简直我不能想象我的 Diana 会变成那样。看来他喜欢的女孩叫 Diana。
Yeah, he was overwhelmed with joy.
喜形于色，就叫这种 overwhelmed。上节课才学过 overwhelmed with joy。哇，这是狂喜得不得了啊。
You will not have to use your imagination.
你不必去过多想象了，
said the old man. And, by the way, since there are always sirens, if by any chance you should, later on, slip a little, you need not worry.
老人非常有经验跟他讲，他说，顺便说一句哈，这世界上呢， since there are always sirens, 啊，世界上总是会有狐狸精的。所以呢 if by any chance, 如果，啊，就是说哪怕如果你一不小心Slip a little, 啊，就是什么呀？开了个小差。
Yeah, to do something you should not do, but it's not very serious. It's just some slip up, some little mistake.
稍微滑了一跤，啊，犯了点小错误，你也不用担心，他会原谅你的。
You need not worry. She will forgive you in the end.
诶，他也会原谅你的，多么理想的状态，对不对？你尽管犯错就好了，反正有人能原谅你。虽然她也会受伤
She will be terribly hurt, of course.
但是
But she will forgive you.
无所谓，她会原谅你的
In the end. And, of course, she will never give you the least, the very least grounds for uneasiness.
Grounds, 就是那种
Reasons, like, yeah, reasons for what you do or say, for what you feel.So, Diana, in this case, the girl Alan loves so much, like, she will never give him a reason to feel uneasy, to feel uncomfortable.
这里的 grounds 就是 reason, 理由。Uneasiness 就是不舒服、不自在。就哪怕你狠狠地伤害了他，啊，你有各种错误，但是呢，他都不会让你感觉到任何的不自在，一点也不会。他全部自己都担当了。他就像你的母亲一样，包容你、照顾你、关怀你。
And how much, said Alan, is this wonderful mixture?
哇，那你这种神奇的药水要多少钱啊？多么理想啊。
It is not as dear, said the old man.
这里的 dear 啊，就是咱们指的昂贵的意思了。
Yeah, dear is like very precious, very valuable.
嗯，这可不贵。
As the life cleaner, as I sometimes call it. No, that is $5,000.Never a penny less.
那个不像刚才我说的那个生命清洁剂一样，那个不便宜，那个要5000。这个呢
？One has to be older than you are to indulge in that sort of thing.
对，一个人啊，得比你现在老多了，才会怎么样呢？才能够 indulge in， 才会喜欢上，才会沉溺于那种东西。现在你还用不上那么贵的，用不上。
One has to save up for it.
年轻人啊，得多存点钱才能够买得起。其实他指的就是你得多经历点人生，你才需要那种药。
But the love potion, said Alan. Hold that, said the old man, opening a drawer in the kitchen table and taking out a tiny, rather dirty looking phial.
哎呦，这个爱情魔药呢，老人就说啊，这个时候他一边拉开了这个抽屉啊 ，open the drawer in the kitchen table， 来拉出了这个餐桌的抽屉了 ，taking out 拿出来一个特别特别脏的小药瓶 ，phial，P-H-I-A-L，
a phial is like a small container, small bottle or a small jar for like a perfume or a medicine. It can be anything liquid.
This is just a dollar.
I can tell you how grateful I am, said Alan.
这个呀，一美元就行了。Alan 说，哇，那真是感激不尽哦。
Watching him fill it.
他一边说，一边看着老人呢，装满了这个小药瓶儿哈。Fill it, 把药瓶装满。
I like to oblige, said the old man.
好，这里的 oblige 就是
to give someone what they want from you,、mm. like what they ask from you to do. So if someone asks you to do something and you do it, then you oblige that person.
对，就是说帮忙，为您效劳、啊 yeah. 很高兴为您效劳。
Then customers come back later in life when they are better off and want more expensive things.
最后这些话是意味深长啊，但是你看那些客人们、yeah. 那些回头客们最后都回来了。 Later in life when they are better off, 当他们经济状况更好了一些叫 better off.
That means that they are more rich.
对，
they have more money. When you are better off, then you have more money than you had before.
对了，你比以前更有钱了以后呢，你就会要更多更贵的东西了。
Here you areYou will find it very effective.
拿好它，你会发现它是非常非常有效的。
Thank you again, said Alan. Goodbye. Au revoir.
Au revoir,
said the man.
Au revoir.
Yeah, au revoir. That's like a French word.
法语的再见。
Yeah, for see you again. But, yeah, usually like in those mysterious settings, like saying something like,au revoir, or ciao, or something like in a other language than like what is usually spoken, that adds to the strangeness of the man, like it adds to the weirdness of the setting.
你用一些不同寻常的词语增加你的神秘感，比如说 skr, 类似这样的老人说了一个 au revoir, 法语的再见。诶，年轻人拿着药高高兴兴的就走了。
Yeah, what will happen?What will happen to Alan? What will happen to Diana, the girl he loves? He will give her the love potion, of course. And what if it actually is true? Like, what if she becomes obsessed with Alan? She changes entirely. She doesn't go out anymore. She only wants Alan. She wants to be with Alan. She wants to know everything he does and wants to please him all the time.
如果真有这爱情魔药啊， Diana 喝下去以后恐怕
It's gonna be very scary.
太可怕了，那真的是太可怕了。所以这世界上根本就没有爱情魔药，有的只是人的幻想。
Exactly. We only have our own expectations and dreams and ideas about how perfect love should be. But you know what? Love is never perfect and never as you expect because nothing can be predicted when emotions are involved.
这篇文章肯定的是一种反完美化和理想化的爱情观，就说这个人们呢总是会被一些梦幻的爱情所吸引。
Of course, we don't want to say, and this story also doesn't want to say that love doesn't exist. Like, everyone can find a boy or girlfriend if they want and be happy together. Like, happy marriages do exist and happy relations are there. But, like, expectations about, like, howperfect love should look like and like about how your relationship should be, that doesn't exist.
生活中人们呢会不自觉地把一些不切实际的完美投射到自己的恋爱的对象上，甚至会苛求对方满足自己的想象，觉得对方应该做自己的母亲，应该做自己的父亲，哇，这样完美的包容你的任何错误，你犯各种错误没问题，有人包容你，但是现实会让你警醒的，梦幻会破灭的，完美的幻象最后都要付出昂贵的代价。你看在老药师这里，回头客们几乎都购买了价格不菲的 life cleaner 生命清洗剂。
Exactly.
那你不是你自己在害自己吗？最后你还得回来买，还得花更大的代价来买生命清洗剂。
Because if you think about it, if people are so happy when they took the love potion and they are like together and their love is perfect,Why would they come back to the old man and buy the life cleaner? Why would they want to either kill their partner or kill themselves?
所以这个文章就是要启迪人们对爱情要尽量实际的去把握。你的梦幻是需要成本的，也是需要很高的代价的。
Yeah.
所以说啊，刚才我们节目一开始就说了，未经检视的人生不值得过。你看，比如说在你的爱情生活当中，总是出现同样的问题。
Yeah.
总是出现同样的死循环。
Yeah, everyone has a certain pattern. Everyone has certain same conflict,、mm. same faults, same mistakes, same types of people they attract.
为什么总是遇到同样类型的人？为什么总是失败？ 为什么总是成功不了？它肯定是有原因的，原因在哪儿？这个结儿在哪儿？要自己好好的去找一下。
Yeah.
如果不找自己的原因，老是怪别人有问题，那恐怕不是一个很明智的看待事情的方法。
Yeah, and then you will want to have that love potion if you don't do introspection, if you don't take a good look at yourself first.
对 ,introspect, 人要自省。但是自省嘛得醒到点上。他醒不到点上呢他就会变成迷之自信。迷之自信呢就会带来无明，这无明就会带来痛苦。所以你说你要吗老痛苦呢说明你呀不自省。
exactly.
好了今天的美文就到这里哈、啊、大家呢可能各自有自己的看法。啊、总而言之都希望文章对您能够有所启迪。好了感谢大家的收听。那么朱莉老师呢下周要去 traveling.
Yeah, I will go traveling next week, but see you next week.
好那我们就下次再见啊。
Yeah, see you!